Bach's apartment in the St. Thomas School was crammed. I mean, there's no question about it. We know the layout, we know where the kitchen was, we know where the living room was, we know where Bach's study was. We know which rooms served as bedrooms, and, you know, there were not so many bedrooms that everyone could have a bedroom for himself or herself, so people were doubling, tripling up. But we know most about the living room and Bach's study. The interesting thing about the living room is that we have information on the table there, which was quite large and could seat 12 people, and Bach had 12 leather chairs. The living room also served as dining room, so it was the salon. And Bach received, you know, lots of guests all the time. He was a gregarious person who loved to entertain colleagues. So Philipp Emanuel later explains that, you know, his parents' house was always full of visitors. And so we know that Bach had attractive things to serve. So he was not a poor man. At the same time, he was not, you know, a wealthy guy, but he loved to entertain within the clear limitations of the cramped apartment. His study was overlooking the landscape outside of Leipzig. The St. Thomas School was flush with the city wall. He looked into an organized landscape because Leipzig was surrounded in that area, the western part, by parks by wealthy merchants. So he was looking at a French-style park where the landscape was really organized the way, you know, we know it from Versailles and other fancy palace parks. But, you know, the Leipzig bourgeoisie, the wealthy merchants, could afford this kind of organized landscape. I think when he looked out of the window, we don't know how often he did, it must have given him at least some ideas about musical architecture that related to what he was seeing out of the window.